Whew. Wow, you know, oh. Music like that that touches our souls, that reminds us of the truth of what life is all about. Thank you. Thank you to all of you. Mother God, Mother Love, honoring the divine feminine. Ooh, what a day to celebrate and to understand that, you know, in our world today where we feel oftentimes so conflicted with what's happening politically around the world, with wars and hatred and challenges and even amongst our families and our neighborhoods, and we're invited to stop for a moment and to take a look differently and to understand that we're a part of an ongoing spirituality that is seeking to shift. And even though in our outer world things can seem so desperate, can seem so negative, can seem so hurtful, that it is indeed up to us to be the light of love, to honor that in within ourselves, to step into that, that is how our planet, how our world, how humanity will be healed. And Mother's Day is such a wonderful time for us to shift the focus of our thinking and to understand that for so long our patriarchal society has been imbalanced. There has been a focus on that, I don't just want to say male energy, but on that patriarchal energy that carries a certain weight. Say what? I didn't hear, but I think it was probably appropriate. So, was that you, Del Sue?
Yes.
What did you say? I didn't hear your word. I sit all day Saturday. It probably takes me, I've told many of you, a good 14 to 16 hours just being immersed in the Spirit and listening and waiting and being willing to receive. And I never know what's going to come through. And sometimes it doesn't even come through to the last minute and I'm standing up here. And that's why I have all these different quote cards, because I never know which ones for sure I'm going to use. And then Keith comes up and the music team comes up and sings, Mother Mary, comfort me. And it ties all in and it reminds us, friends, that that patriarchal vision of Father God is one that was created and developed in an imbalance. And we are now shifting the balance of that because God shows up in the feminine in the Bible in many places. So from Scripture in Isaiah, I'm crying so much I can't even read my stuff here. Isaiah 66:13, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. This is God. This is the feminine God. And in Deuteronomy, God speaking says, you are unmindful of the rock that bore you. You forget the God who gave you birth. The feminine, divine. And in Hosea 11:4, it says, I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them I was like one who lifts a little child to the cheek, and I bent down to feed them. Friends, these are just a few examples of that living presence of God that, you know, when in unity, when we say Mother, Father, God, people kind of go, what? If they haven't been around. And I invite people to remember that we are not talking about a man God. And we are not talking about a woman God. When we say Mother, Father, God, we are speaking about the divine feminine love and the divine the divine masculine, which is wisdom. And in our world, in our universe, there's always yin and yang. There's hot and cold. There's positive and negative polarities. It is the design of the universe. And you cannot have one and not have the other. And that's Dr. Leiden back there clapping. And friends, so we are, though, we are evolving forward in an awareness of how important it is for us to recognize the godness, the energy of life in us that is the feminine part of us. And God also shows up as the feminine in the Bible as the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said, I will give them the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ Heals by Charles Fillmore, he says, Jesus talked a great deal about the Holy Spirit, the whole Spirit. Holy Spirit is a love of Jehovah taking care of the human family. And love is always feminine. Love is the great harmonizer and healer. And whoever calls upon God as Holy Spirit for healing is calling upon the divine love. The Holy Spirit is sympathetic, comforting, loving, forgiving, and instantly healing. Actually, you know, in other languages, words have a feminine and a masculine. In French, it's le or la, I believe, to denote what the character is. We don't do that in the English language. But in the Bible, the Holy Spirit, though it says he because of that patriarchal influence, the word for Holy Spirit is feminine. And for us to recognize as we take a look at Scripture and to be immersed in the blessing of the Holy Spirit that was the breath, the life that was breathed into, that was brought as a comforter. Rob Bell, who is a pastor and an American author and a motivational speaker, said, when the female voice is repressed and stifled, the entire community can easily find themselves cut off from the sacred feminine, depriving themselves of the full image of God, Mother, Father, divine feminine, divine masculine. And in Scripture from Jude 1, 20 through 21, it says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourselves in the love of God. And from Romans 5:5, it says, and hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That's the divine feminine. Friends, we are being invited to be a part of that which balances. To be a part of the willingness to remember the wholeness, the whole Spirit. And to be willing to move into breathing, receiving, acknowledging all of the attributes that are of the divine feminine. Because our world has gotten to a place where oftentimes women have either been perceived as weak or not as capable or all of the many things that over time have pressed down upon the beauty that is mother, that is represented through motherhood, that is divine love. And so if we are to be about that balancing, it's through our recognition that it has been skewed. You know, and even out there in the business world, women have been trying to, what, break the glass ceiling, right? And how have we gone about that as women? For the most part, we've moved into a man's world trying to be equal and as a man. because it is not as acknowledged. The gifts that womanhood brings. When was the last time you were in a board meeting, a major corporation board meeting, and someone stood up and said, you know, I have an intuition about this. Yeah. When was the last time? I have a sense of. Let's come together and let's hold the good of all in what we're doing in this board meeting. Let's not be about the power and the making of money, and, you know, money is wonderful. It's how we go about it, friends, that blocks the true flow, that makes it not the flow of the energy of all that is, that makes it the flow of a misguided power. So we are called as spiritual humanity to begin remembering the attributes of the divine feminine, nurturing. Gentlemen, when was the last time you had a baby? You might have had a cow, but you didn't have a baby, right? Okay. And there is that divine, mystical sacredness that a woman is gifted with to receive and then to give birth. And it is an attribute of womanhood alone. And it does not exclude men. It just says there's the yin and yang. They are not the same. And we haven't valued the gifts on both sides. The nurturing that comes from a mother's love, from Mother God. Compassion, caring, selflessness. What other attributes can you think of your moms, or as someone who was like your mom? Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Teacher. Understanding. So as we shift, it's important to just be aware. Tony Boehm, Dr. Tony Boehm, she's also a Unity minister. She's done so much research on the Divine Feminine. In her book, Embracing the Divine Feminine, she says, for the past several thousand years, our feminine nature has been forgotten and repressed. How do we begin to reclaim it? By consciously choosing to bring the feminine face of God back into remembrance. She goes on to say, in a talk that Charles Fillmore gave on January 27, 1929, he stated, the love of God is Holy Spirit. It is the divine feminine of God. We know that God is wisdom. God is love. Love is the Holy Spirit or the Divine Feminine, and that is the Holy Mother. Llewellyn von Lee, who is a Sufi mystic and a great proponent of that feminine mystical side of who we are, says, when we deny the divine mystery of the feminine, we also deny something fundamental to life. We separate life from its sacred core, from the matrix that nourishes all of creation. We cut our world off from the source that any alone can heal, nourish, and transform it. Part of the wisdom of the feminine is to wait, to listen, to be receptive. We may have forsaken this simple feminine wisdom of listening, and in this information age, awash with so many words, it is easy to undervalue an instinctual knowledge that comes from within. But the sacred principles of life have never been written down. They've never been written down. They belong to the heartbeat, to the rhythm of the breath. If we learn to listen, we will discover that life, the great mother, is speaking to us, telling us what we need to know. And in scripture from 1 Peter 3, verse 4, it says about women, let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. Friends, it is time for us to be about living into that which is a rebalancing, a recognition of the strength that lies in gentleness, of the courage that lies in being willing to wait, to listen, to be receptive, to love, regardless of circumstances. And Mother's Day is a wonderful holiday for us to begin to embrace and acknowledge the activity, to begin to shift our thoughts and to notice when we are engaged in a patriarchal world because those patterns have been inherent for so long, and where we can say, no, wait. As women breaking through the glass ceiling, it's like, let's create our own ceiling. Let's create our own expression and bring that and invite a reciprocity, because it isn't always just about women or about men. It's about understanding that the divine feminine and the divine masculine are inherent in all of us, the yin and the yang. And for any one person, one may be stronger, so it's about balancing. So if you are one who is intuitive and listens, you know, you could embrace the other side of yourself, that wisdom, in a different way, and vice versa. We are called to be the avenue through which our world becomes more balanced. And when we see so much in our outer world that brings pain to our hearts, let us take that into the heart of our being, acknowledging that divine feminine in each and every one of us that has the capacity to hold that, to heal it, to bless it, to see it not as we see through the eyes of the outer world, but to see through the eyes of the love of motherhood that exemplify that divine mother, that divine feminine, to send forth that light of love, to stand in the intuition which guides us forward when we just want to be Nike and do it, you know? It's like, no, friends, listen. Take time. Wait upon. And be willing to balance into that place where we can honor motherhood. You know, in our lives, not every mother has the capacity to be a perfect mother, or sometimes not even a very good mother. And we can recognize and understand that we're all on a journey. Yet for each one of us, if we stop to open our hearts, we can become aware of someone who perhaps beyond our mother was as a mother to us. And to recognize the things that we were taught as a child that still are with us today. And I love this quote from American author Jill Churchill. She says, there's no way to be a perfect mother, and a million ways to be a good one. Friends, it's the same with us as we start walking forward in that divine feminine energy. It's not about being a perfect mother. It is, though, about finding the ways in which we can be good ones, that we can exemplify that mother love, that divine feminine, that mother God, that Holy Spirit, that we can walk it in our world, that we can shine it forth even when it seems challenging. Elaine Seiler, who's from Transformation Energetics, said, mother energy is universal. It is the large expression of the sacred feminine that comes from spirit. It is embodied in all our biological mothers, but it's not limited or confined to them, friends. A mother's love, motherhood, the expression of the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine, is a task for us all to embrace and to be part of. And so we're invited this Mother's Day to celebrate and honor our mothers, those who were like a mother to us, and to appreciate the ways that Mother God, Mother Love, Divine Feminine shows up in our lives. From Proverbs 1, it says, "Forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck." So I'm going to invite you just briefly to close your eyes for a moment and think of just one thing that you learned either from your mother or from someone who was as a mother to you in some way. And as you envision just that one thing, and there may be many that come, but just envision that one thing and take that into your heart and hold it there and say, "Thanks, Mom. Thanks for holding that vision so strongly that I was able to learn." And after having thanked her, take a moment now to recognize the ways in which you are exemplifying that which you learned from Mother God, taking it out into the world. Give yourself a hug and thank yourself, and then open your eyes. So in going forward today, you may want to specifically thank your mom in person or in a letter. If they're not physically present anymore, you can send them those thoughts, or to whoever was as a mother, and know that the love that you hold in your heart transcends time and space and will begin to shift this planet as we allow ourselves to be resonant in that aspect of love. And so before I close, I'm going to ask all of the women in the room to stand, that we might acknowledge all women representing, and that does not say, men, that you do not hold that divine feminine within you as well. But as we look around at all of the women here, gentlemen, send your love to them. Acknowledge them. They are representative of Mother God, of mother love, of motherhood, and say thanks. You can say it out loud. There we go. Yes. And to all women, please know that both at the back of the room, in the front of the room, there is a mug for you to take home. Live, laugh, love, to remind you of that femininity, of that divine feminine, to celebrate this day. And so in closing, I will share two quotes with you from Nancy Friday and Cynthia Ozick. Nancy says, "When I stopped seeing my mother with the eyes of a child, I saw the woman who helped me give birth to myself." And Cynthia says, "We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude." Let us resonate in that place of gratitude today for those who celebrated and expressed love to us, for those who have supported us, for the love that we hold in our own hearts, and for being that divine feminine that will now move out into the world to balance and to bring us into one accord. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, before we do our offertory, I think we should all stand and acknowledge our